Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
I know you're all familiar with the Grameen Bank from our textbook reading. Interestingly, the success of the Grameen Bank has less to do with the amount of money given than with the changes in behavior that the bank demands of its borrowers. That is why some attempts at trying to repeat this wonderful idea elsewhere have been unsuccessful. Malaysia, for example, has a program similar to Bangladesh, but it's run by the government and its impact on poverty has not been impressive. Instead, it has produced a pile of bad loans. Because the government pays the cost of managing the loans, the program quickly grew so much that government officials spent more time training employees than advising borrowers. The system also became a victim of political corruption. More significantly, though, the Malaysian project failed to change the negative cultural and religious views of charging an interest fee on money loaned. Islam, you see, regards the charging of an interest fee as a sin. At first, the Malaysian program called the interest payments service charges, but that plan didn't work. This kind of inability to change local cultural behavior, then, is a common problem that has led to the failure of microloans elsewhere, too. In rural India, for example, the involvement of women in business had the negative social effect of a rapid increase in divorce. Even the most well-intentioned projects will fail, as with the Malaysian experience, if they focus only on lending and not on changing basic attitudes and behavior. Perhaps the most important lesson we can learn from Grameen is that, with the right approach, even long-held cultural values can be successfully changed. Listen again.
I know you're all familiar with the Grameen Bank from our textbook reading. Interestingly, the success of the Grameen Bank has less to do with the amount of money given than with the changes in behavior that the bank demands of its borrowers. That is why some attempts at trying to repeat this wonderful idea elsewhere have been unsuccessful. Malaysia, for example, has a program similar to Bangladesh, but it's run by the government and its impact on poverty has not been impressive. Instead, it has produced a pile of bad loans. Because the government pays the cost of managing the loans, the program quickly grew so much that government officials spent more time training employees than advising borrowers. The system also became a victim of political corruption. More significantly, though, the Malaysian project failed to change the negative cultural and religious views of charging an interest fee on money loaned. Islam, you see, regards the charging of an interest fee as a sin. At first, the Malaysian program called the interest payments service charges, but that plan didn't work. This kind of inability to change local cultural behavior, then, is a common problem that has led to the failure of microloans elsewhere, too. In rural India, for example, the involvement of women in business had the negative social effect of a rapid increase in divorce. Even the most well-intentioned projects will fail, as with the Malaysian experience, if they focus only on lending and not on changing basic attitudes and behavior. Perhaps the most important lesson we can learn from Grameen is that, with the right approach, even long-held cultural values can be successfully changed.